wrestling news via remote. I'm talking. More than 571,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the U.S., more than 135,000. The number of infections globally surpasses 13 million and 3.3 million in the U.S. In response to the number of deaths and infections, World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said there would be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. He said if governments do not clearly communicate with their citizens and roll out a comprehensive strategy focused on suppressing transmission and saving lives, if populations do not follow the basic public health principles of physical distancing, hand washing, wearing masks, coughing etiquette, and staying at home when sick, if the basics aren't followed, there is only one way this pandemic is going to go. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Parts of the world, especially the United States, are still seeing huge increases in a first wave of COVID-19 infections, while others flatten the curve and ease lockdowns. Some places are implementing a second round of shutdowns. In the state of California, Governor Gavin Newsom has extended the closure of bars and indoor dining statewide and has ordered gyms, churches, and hair salons closed in most places as coronavirus cases keep rising. On July 1st, Newsom ordered many counties to close bars and indoor operations at restaurants, wineries, zoos, and family entertainment centers like bowling alleys and miniature golf. On Monday, Newsom extended that order statewide. In addition, he closed additional parts of the world's fifth largest economy that includes in malls and offices for non-critical industries. And again, there are more than 571,000 people who have died globally from COVID-19. In the U.S., 135,000. This is VOA News. China announced sanctions against U.S. officials, including two U.S. senators, in retaliation against Washington sanctions against senior Chinese officials over Beijing's treatment of minority Uyghur Muslims. A foreign ministry spokeswoman said the Chinese measures targeted U.S. Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, Representative Chris Smith, and a U.S. official tasked with promoting religious freedom. The ministry did not elaborate on what the sanctions entail. Washington sanctions against Chinese officials include the freezing of U.S. assets, U.S. travel, and prohibiting Americans from doing business with them. UN experts and activists say at least a million ethnic Uyghurs and other Muslims are held in detention centers. China describes the sites as training centers, helping to stamp out terrorism and extremism and give people new skills. It comes as the Trump administration escalates its actions against China by stepping squarely into one of the most sensitive regional issues, dividing them and outright rejecting nearly all of Beijing's significant maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration presented the decision as an attempt to try to curb China's increasing assertiveness in the region with a commitment to recognizing international law. Britain's Interior Ministry, Priti Patel, on Monday, hailed her government's introduction of a points-based immigration system following the UK's departure from the European Union. The government fought December's general election with such a system in its manifesto, and the new regime was first announced in the days following the UK's exit from the EU on January 31st. It has now added further detail on how the system works, including how EU and non-EU workers will be assessed along the same criteria following the end of a free movement between the EU and the UK. Applicants must accrue enough points from a list of criteria, including having an offer of employment in a sufficiently skilled sector, speaking English, and a minimum salary of £25,600. Some allowances will be made for people with particular qualifications and for those wishing to work in understaffed sectors. Authorities say that Glee star Naya Rivera has been found dead at a Southern California lake. Ventura County Sheriff Bill Aib said at a news conference that the body found floating in Lake Piru earlier Monday was that of the 33-year-old Rivera. The discovery came 5 days after her 4-year-old son was found alone on a boat. Aib says the boy told investigators that his mother helped him get back on board because he looked back and saw her go under. She is a third.